This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. In Las Vegas today, Adobe has a big summit. The company is coming off a very good earnings report last week. It made $3.2 billion just last year on subscriptions alone, as in renting Photoshop instead of buying your own copy. It also has plans to go far beyond some of the things it's best known for, like its suite of software for creators. CEO Shantanu Narayen is here to talk past, present, and future. Shantanu, hello.
Hi.
So today you've got this big summit going on in Las Vegas, and as I'm looking over the agenda, I'm seeing a lot of topics on marketing, cord cutting, binge watching, George Clooney's speaking, it looks like. I think a lot of people picture Adobe as a content making company, not a content delivery company.
For the last few years, we've been expanding our aspirations to think about the entire content lifecycle, from content creation to management to measurement and monetization and mobilization.
So other than the occasional PDF download, I don't think of Adobe being something a ton of regular consumers use day to day. Have you guys missed the boat when we're talking creating a popular photo editing app for the mobile world?
We don't target the absolute consumer who just wants to do something and get instant gratification. But anybody who has any serious creative that they are interested in, Adobe continues to be the innovator as well as the undisputed leader in that category.
I know you guys are pulling data to improve your products, but how are you giving data to users?
You may have a financial institution, and the financial institution is able to cross-sell and upsell their different services. You might have somebody in the travel and hospitality business who is trying to ensure that they can provide you with the cheapest price and yet fill, whether it's their hotel or the airline reservations.
So you've been at Adobe since 1998. You've been the CEO since 2007. But before that, you worked at Apple. And that company is now in the middle of this really public fight with the FBI. Can you talk a little bit about your own thoughts on the Apple encryption debate and how you think about Adobe fitting into that debate or not?
We certainly believe that in terms of our own software, that if we intentionally make it weaker, that that's not serving the best interests of our customers. But I can't comment specifically on the Apple incident.
So at a basic level, you would say you come down on the pro encryption side of this, and you're not necessarily a fan of creating backdoors.
We believe that intentionally reducing the security of our software is definitely not in the best interest of our consumers.
Shantanu Narayen is CEO of Adobe. Shantanu, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me, Ben.
By the way, I asked Narayen whether he says the word for animated images with a soft G or a hard G. Point for Marketplace's Kai Rizdal, the CEO of Adobe, uses a hard G, GIF. I'm still a soft G kind of guy. I know it's wrong, but it feels so right. GIF you later.